I don't know what I'm you want from me at this point.
I don't even know what I want from me at this point.
I'm like, you keep looking at me and I'm like, I don't know how to help you.
I thought
you.
For sure you were going to call out my so and you didn't. And I'm a little disappointed in you.
I didn't because I was like, Jenny, oh yeah, that's right. And then I flashed back to the original thought that I had in the last recording session we did where I was like, we should start naming our characters in our stories after whatever book we're reading right now. And then realizing that our students right now would be like Tamlin and Pharaoh would be really entertaining.
I hope they haven't read those books. That's graphic.
Dude, one of my students came in with like one of the like the Twisted Games book up there. And I'm like, ma'am, what are you reading? She's like, I found this book and I thought it looked, the plot sounded good. I was like, okay, so let me explain to you that if you read that book and your parents find it and peruse it, you are going to be grounded for life. You should not be reading that book.
Where'd she get it?
I don't remember where she said she got it. I think she said she picked it up at the bookstore or something because it sounded interesting. I was like, first off, that's the second book in the series. You don't want to start there. That'll be weird. Secondly, that is not what a middle schooler needs to be introduced to as far as intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like adult. Right. We've been there. We've done that and need some spice.
Welcome to Bad Teacher Tales, real talk stories and advice for teachers and those who love them, where each week we share the good, the bad, and the what the hell of daily teacher life. We'll expose workplace woes that range from unrealistic to impossibly asinine. We'll postulate on parental problems and admin antics. We might even learn a helpful tip or trick. And while we may be bad teachers, we will always leave remembering our why. Those beautiful, bright, baffling students. With your hosts, Scara and Sly. The opinions read in this episode do not necessarily reflect those of the hosts or Bad Teacher Tales. Some language and situations may be unsuitable for children. Ironic, I know. Listener discretion is advised.
For today's episode, our last episode this season, we want to end on a positive note. I may make this a tradition of sorts for our last episode each season. We received a story that is the epitome of why we do this, and it sparked an idea to make this episode a tribute to all the wonderful educators out there on the front lines, changing lives every day when it sometimes feels like we're failing.
I like this.
In that vein, this story is from a 7th grade ELA teacher from Missouri City, Texas. And we are going to call this episode Out in the Wild.
That sounds promising. I'm excited.
I will explain. I'll explain now. So my students use the term out in the wild when they see somebody from school or a teacher not in school.
Outside of school.
So they like, oh yeah, I saw Bookie Wookie out in the wild the other day.
That would only be made better if they adopted like a Steve Irwin voice and started narrating their encounter with that person.
I'm pretty sure they have at one point.
That would be amazing. Yeah. They could make a whole series.
That's actually pretty interesting. But
that could be fun.
So this teacher says,
what does this teacher say? Did they say so?
No. No, she did not.
Guess what rhymes with no?
Bow.
So.
Low.
So.
Co.
So.
No.
So. No does not rhyme with no. No is no. No means no, Scara.
Doe.
Fro.
Are you going to through the alphabet too?
Fro yo.
This is the end. We're on G. Go.
I was ready for it. I'm like, yeah, keep going. This is gonna get good. I was like, I know what comes after G. Oh, that was amazing because you walked right into
it. I sure did. I didn't even think about it until
you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I didn't even get to the O. I just started with the H and realized where it was going to go. That rhymes with go. No.
Snow. Blow.
Oh, now you're writing like extra letters to our rhymes. I'm like crying.
Now I've got to think of a big one just to prove I'm smart, but I can't think of one because I'm tired.
I have been a middle school teacher for almost 18 years. Oh, good Lord. I'll get there one day.
I don't know that I will.
Hopefully I'll retire. However, I have never just been a teacher. Although the job pays all of my bills and keeps me afloat, I have had many side hustles to help offset some of the things that bring me joy in life. In other words, it can be a challenge to teach with a love for travel, concerts, and spa days.
Yep, and preach. Things that require you to take more than 10 days off a year.
Therefore, I have done personal tutoring sessions, Uber driving, Uber Eats deliveries, product sales consulting, temp work at events, and my most recent job is working in a shoe store. A few months ago, a young man came into the store and asked me to help him find a particular shoe for his daughter. After a few moments, we realized that we knew each other. I taught this guy about a decade ago.
We love that.
Serving him in a shoe store made me feel a little embarrassed. I've been working for a year now, intentionally, at a location on the opposite side of town and have never run into anyone that I personally knew, much less a student. In my mind, he was thinking, damn, miss, this has gone bad.
It's amazing how many things teachers do purposefully to avoid running into their students.
Out in the wild.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. Maybe he thought, she must really be struggling. So while sitting on the floor, helping his beautiful four-year-old slip her foot into the blinky tennis shoes, I felt compelled to explain why I was working in this store.
Yep.
Through small talk, I made sure that he knew I was still teaching, doing great, and just liked to do things that kept me busy, which was total BS. After I rang him up at the cash register, my former student asked, do you know one thing I remember about you and being in your class? Oh,
Yeah, that's exactly what would have been my response. I don't know where that's going.
Just, I would like to remind you all now, we do not include, what are the words called that we...
Swear words?
Thank you. It's been a long week, right?
Oh, we don't include those?
We don't include them for the sake of swearing. I edit them out. Unless it's in a story, is the rest of that.
Like the floating asses?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, shit, she says. Here it goes. I thought to myself, while I don't recall much about this young man and the type of student he was at 12 years old, I had a feeling that he was about to jump on an opportunity to really make me feel like crap. I have always had pretty good relationships with my students, but I felt that he was about to tell me that I yelled at him or kicked him out of class or reprimanded him with some sort of disciplinary action. Instead, he said, I remember writing a paper, and you told me that it was one of the best ones in the class. No teacher has ever told me that my work was good, and I'm glad that I have this opportunity to tell you.
Oh, we love that.
Yes.
It's a good feeling when, you know, you come back years later after sometimes we really wonder why we do this and why we keep at it year after year. But then these are the things that keep you going.
Exactly.
It's a good experience and a good reminder.
Yeah. I personally do not remember this small moment at all, but it stuck with him. I was a bit surprised, yet relieved at the same time. It made me feel good to know that I am someone's memorable teacher, and for a positive reason. It also made me reflect on the students that I currently have today. Although this job can be stressful, and I have days like all teachers where particular students annoy me more than usual, in the end, I would like for them to have an everlasting positive memory of me. At the end of the year, I want my students to feel as if they have had a lot of takeaways and really enjoyed being in my class. My interaction at the shoe store was a reminder to give the kids grace And remember that some of the things that we say and do as educators can leave a permanent stamp in their memories.
Very true.
Yeah. Right? And it's really, it's not even always course related or, you know, subject related. I once had a teacher who really just kind of made me, he made me feel like a person and not that number on a roster like we talked about last week. And he accepted me for who I was. I dressed a little differently than the average kid. I was, may or may not have been a bit goth, but he acknowledged my existence in a real way. And rather than treating me as the girl who dressed for attention, mm-hmm. right? And because of this, because of how he treated me and made me feel like a human, I paid attention in his class. I wanted to do well. I already had a love of reading, but he really expanded my love for ELA, which he taught, as well as yearbook. And that his ability to inspire that in me is what ultimately led me here today, right? As a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I model a lot of my own teaching style off of him. And I hope to make my own students feel valued as individuals as well. I also once had a principal who recognized my worth and made me feel valued and believed in me and my abilities.
As a student, that is about the coolest thing, to have your principal recognize you. Because I feel like sometimes principals kind of go in their office and they just kind of live there. And their kids, like I have eighth graders who ask me when I say the principal's name, they're like, who is that? And I'm like, you've been here for 3 years and you, okay. To have the principal recognize you as a student for something you did well is such a lasting thing.
It wasn't my principal as a child.
Oh, yours was not a positive thing?
No. Okay. This is a second one.
I didn't catch that we were moving on to a different story.
Got it.
I retract everything I just said. While still valid, not relevant.
As an adult and a pretty new teacher, I had a principal who recognized my worth, made me feel valued, believed in my abilities as a teacher. And I really can't pinpoint what it was about her or how I knew she valued me as an educator, but I just grew so much under her leadership. And she has been a constant source of support ever since then. And even though she was only my principal for 2 years, which is crazy to think because it feels like she was a leader in my life for much longer.
It's a lasting impact.
Yeah, and so much so that she showed up with flowers for me when I was recognized for achieving National Board Certification.
Oh, that's awesome.
So in the spirit of recognizing educators who made a difference in our lives, I want to recognize the two biggest influences of mine and say a big thank you to Mr. Ted Levy and Mrs. Deidre Lyons Lewis.
Yay.
Do you have any teacher, Sly, that you want to share that made an impact on you?
Hi. Yeah, I've had some really interesting teachers over the years. And I mean, different teachers stick out for different reasons.
Right.
But like, mm-hmm. I think probably, you know, touching on stuff that we've said in the past, that your fine arts teachers, you know, you spend an inordinate amount of time with them. Mm. And so I think the one that goes out for me that really kind of inspired me and kind of is part of the reason why, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing today is my high school band director. Because like I realized as a senior in high school that I knew I wanted to teach because, you know, you're all having that what are you going to school for thing. So I realized I wanted to teach. And then I realized, okay, what do I want to teach? I love reading. I love books. I wouldn't mind teaching English. I also wouldn't mind teaching science as long as it's not physics because, dear Lord, that's not my skill. But I also love band. And then it suddenly dawned on me that, like, if I went to school to be an English teacher, I wouldn't have band anymore. And I kind of realized that's why I get up and go to school every day, is because of the memories I've made in that class, the things I've learned in that class, and the relationships that I've formed and what that can bring. And I started high school the same year, like we had a, I guess there was like a beloved band director who I had met, but you know, it is what it is. She had left and we got a brand new band director the year I was a freshman. And there was, you know, anytime there's a turnover in teachers and one leaves and a new one comes in, it's always rough. And so like a lot of students made his first year really rough. So he didn't let it get him down and he stayed, and he stayed through all 4 years that I was there. And even a few years later, he really worked hard and he really helped me and helped. He was always willing to stay after for ensemble rehearsals and practices to help me get ready for college, to help me work on things, to help teach me things that I didn't learn in middle school that I needed to know. And he was there when I was having, you know, relationship issues with people. And I just, he changed the course of my life, supported me throughout college and stuff like that. And it was just, it was really cool. So I want to say thank you to Grant Richardson.
Aw, thanks, Grant.
So in addition, as an adult, getting ready to go into teaching, like I can't really say that I've had a lot of different stuff as I've been teaching. I finally have a principal who's supportive. I haven't, you know, been super blessed to have that in the past always. So for me, I think one that made an impact on me as an adult was my cooperating teacher while I was in college doing my student teaching. My cooperating teacher showed me a whole different side of teaching and a whole different way of approaching it and what it could be that was so interesting and connecting things I had never thought of and creating things and a way to look at things and approach things. And I think the way he approached teaching, I've really tried to model a lot of what I do around him. I've never seen a teacher approach things the way he does, and the way he connects things really made an impact on me and has impacted a lot of why I teach the way I teach and why I believe what I believe as far as education goes. So to him, I want to say thank you, John Rebke.
Thank you, John. Thank you for joining us for our final episode of season 12. If you have a teacher you would like to recognize, please use the submission link in the show notes and choose educator shoutouts. Please indicate whether you would like for us to use your name and their name for this shoutout. And if you have this educator's email address, you can include that in your story and I can notify them when their shoutout episode is released. We may be done with this season, but we aren't done creating. Join us over on Patreon for some special content to come. I promise you don't want to miss it.
Things are wild, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Bad Teacher Tales. If you enjoyed this content, consider supporting us on Patreon or contribute a one-time payment to help offset monthly costs, as this is a self-produced, directed, edited, and funded production. Information and links are located in the show notes. Any support is appreciated. To submit a story for consideration, follow the link in the episode notes to the Google form. All submissions are anonymous to our listeners. For podcast updates or to interact with the host, join the Facebook group, Bad Teacher Tales-Podcast, or follow on Instagram and X at Bad Teacher Tales. Scara is a lifelong learner and educator. Recently becoming a National Board Certified Teacher, Scara serves as the Fine Arts Department Head, Head Theater Director, Dance Team, and Pep Squad Coach for her middle school. At the district level, Scara is a new teacher mentor, has written theater curriculum, and facilitates the annual Tech Design Contest. Sly has been an educator for over a decade. She has taught music ranging from pre-K to high school. Playing the bell set in fourth grade sparked a deep excitement to learn other instruments and join band in the fifth grade. She became proficient at multiple instruments throughout her years in school. Upon realizing band was the reason she showed up for school, Sly found her path, never dreaming she'd end up a choir teacher, but truly enjoying it.